And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Soothe to Sleep Stories, where I'm taking you through the Bible in a year. We'll be picking up on day 8. Welcome to day 8. This is the start of another week of journeying through the Bible in a year, and we'll be reading Psalms chapter 6, 7, 8, 9, and Proverbs chapter 1. Completing it, verses 20 through 33. But before we begin, let's pray. Dear Adonai, Elohim, Heavenly Father, thank you for this time. This time that is dedicated to you. This time where your word can penetrate our hearts, our souls, our minds, our wills, our emotions. Well, that's really our souls, Lord. Our mind, will, and emotions. Clothed in our spirit. Lord, thank you that our spirit yields to Holy Spirit during this time, and that it's refreshing, just as it's refreshing for your angels around your throne room, O Father God, where they see a different side of you they've never seen before for trillions of years, and they cry out, "Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. You're so holy. You are so holy, Lord, so holy." And I thank you so much for revealing to us the incredible wisdom of Proverbs from your Holy Spirit, the consequences and the rewards of when we yield and when we don't yield to your sweet Holy Spirit, for wisdom comes from God. And thank you for the Psalms, where King David has documented from the depths of his heart, his spirit, his soul, his mind, his will, his emotions, what he was going through. And I know that the highest praise back to you is declaring your word. So I thank you, God. Thank you for blessing this time and for those who are listening now and in years to come. In Jesus' name, I pray by the power of your sweet Holy Spirit. Amen. Psalm chapter 6. Prayer for mercy in times of trouble. For the choir director, with stringed instruments upon an 8-stringed lyre. A psalm of David. O Lord, do not rebuke me in thine anger, nor chasten me in thy wrath. Be gracious to me, O Lord, for I am pining away. Heal me, O Lord, for my bones are dismayed, and my soul is greatly dismayed. But thou, O Lord, how long? Return, O Lord, rescue my soul. Save me because of thy loving kindness, for there is no mention of thee in death. In Sheol, who will give thee thanks? I am weary with my sighing. Every night I make my bed swim. I dissolve my couch with my tears. My eyes wasted away with grief. It has become old because of all my adversaries. Depart from me, all you who do iniquity. For the Lord has heard the voice of my weeping. The Lord has heard my supplication. The Lord receives my prayer. All my enemies shall be ashamed and greatly dismayed. They shall turn back. They shall suddenly be ashamed. Psalm chapter 7. The Lord implored to defend the psalmist against the wicked. A Shigayon of David, which he sang to the Lord concerning Cush, a Benjamite. O Lord, my God, in thee I have taken refuge. Save me from all those who pursue me, and deliver me, lest he tear my soul like a lion, dragging me away, while there is none to deliver. O Lord, my God, if I have done this, if there is injustice in my hands, if I have rewarded evil to my friend, or have plundered him who without cause was my adversary? Let the enemy pursue my soul and overtake it, and let him trample my life down to the ground, and lay my glory in the dust. Selah. Arise, O Lord, in thine anger. Lift up thyself against the rage of my adversaries, and arouse thyself for me. Thou hast appointed judgment, and let the assembly of the peoples encompass thee, and over them return thou on high. The Lord judges the peoples. Vindicate me, O Lord, according to my righteousness and my integrity that is in me. O let the evil of the wicked come to an end, but establish the righteous. For the righteous God tries the hearts and minds. My shield is with God, who saves the upright in heart. God is a righteous judge, and a God who has indignation every day. If a man does not repent, he will sharpen his sword. He has bent his bow and made it ready. He has also prepared for himself deadly weapons. He makes his arrows fiery shafts. He travails with wickedness, and he conceives mischief and brings forth falsehood. He has dug a pit and hollowed it out, and has fallen into the hole which he made. His mischief will return upon his own head, and his violence will descend upon his own pate. I will give thanks to the Lord according to his righteousness, and will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High, El Elyon. Psalm chapter 8. The Lord's glory and man's dignity. For the choir director on the Gittit, a psalm of David. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is thy name in all the earth, who has displayed thy splendor above the heavens. From the mouth of infants and nursing babes thou hast established strength, because of thine adversaries, to make the enemy and the revengeful cease. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou dost take thought of him, and the son of man that thou dost care for him? Yet thou hast made him a little lower than God, and dost crown him with glory and majesty. Thou dost make him to rule over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, and also the beasts of the field, the birds of the heavens, and the fish of the sea, whatever passes through the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is thy name in all the earth! Psalm chapter 9, a psalm of thanksgiving for God's justice, for the choir director. Anmut Laban, a psalm of David. I will give thanks to the Lord with all my heart. I will tell of all thy wonders. I will be glad and exult in thee. I will sing praise to thy name, O Most High El Elyon. When my enemies turn back, they stumble and perish before thee, for thou hast maintained my just cause. Thou dost sit on the throne judging righteously. Thou hast rebuked the nations. Thou hast destroyed the wicked. Thou hast blotted out their name forever and ever. The enemy has come to an end in perpetual ruins, and thou hast uprooted the cities. The very memory of them has perished. But the Lord abides forever. He has established his throne for judgment, and he will judge the world in righteousness. He will execute judgment for the peoples with equity. The Lord also will be a stronghold for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble, and those who know thy name will put their trust in thee. For thou, O Lord, hast not forsaken those who seek thee. Sing praises to the Lord who dwells in Zion. Declare among the peoples his deeds, for he who requires blood remembers them. He does not forget the cry of the afflicted. Be gracious to me, O Lord. Behold my affliction from those who hate me. Thou who dost lift me up from the gates of death, that I may tell of all thy praises, that in the gates of the daughter of Zion I may rejoice in thy salvation. The nations have sunk down in the pit which they have made, in the net which they hid. Their own foot has been caught. The Lord has made himself known. He has executed judgment. In the work of his own hands the wicked is snared. Higayon, Selah. The wicked will return to Sheol, even all the nations who forget God. For the needy will not always be forgotten, nor the hope of the afflicted perish forever. Arise, O Lord, do not let man prevail. Let the nations be judged before thee. Put them in fear, O Lord. Let the nations know they are but men. Selah. Proverbs chapter 1, verses 20 through 33. Wisdom warns. Wisdom shouts in the street. She lifts her voice in the square. At the head of the noisy streets, she cries out. At the entrance of the gates in the city, she utters her sayings. How long, O naive ones, will you love simplicity? And scoffers delight themselves in scoffing, and fools hate knowledge? Turn to my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit on you. I will make my words known to you. Because I called and you refused, I stretched out my hand and no one paid attention, and you neglected all my counsel and did not want my reproof. I will even laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your dread comes. When your dread comes like a storm and your calamity comes on like a whirlwind, when distress and anguish come on you. Then they will call on me, but I will not answer. They will seek me diligently, but they shall not find me, because they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would not accept my counsel. They spurned all my reproof. So they shall eat of the fruit of their own way and be satiated with their own devices. For the waywardness of the naive shall kill them, and the complacency of fools shall destroy them. But he who listens to me shall live securely and shall be at ease from the dread of evil. God Calling Eveningtide, Day 8, January 8th. Ways of Witness. Jesus said, I call upon you to make me known by your unfailing trust in me, by your joy unrepressed by the difficulties of the way, by your tender concern for the weak and the wandering, by your acceptance of my gift of eternal life, by your growth in spiritual development, proof of that inner life which alone can engender it. Make me known more and more by your serenity, by unflinching adherence to truth. Make me known by my spirit within and round you, your conduct and speech ever bearing witness to the power and the wonder of my presence. So shall all men know that you are my disciple, and that your claim is never for the recognition of the self, but for me, the Christ in you. Well, Lord, I thank you so much for your timeless principles in the Psalms and Proverbs, and the warning of wisdom. Our consequences, there are consequences and rewards for having our spirit yield to Holy Spirit, who knows what's best for us. And if any here that do not know Jesus, wait till the end for an invitation to receive Jesus into your heart of this podcast. But Lord, I thank you for drawing all of us closer to you than ever been drawn before by your sweet Holy Spirit. Thank you, God, for blessing us to be a blessing to others, to share your gospel. For your word says that you will not return and the end shall not come until all have heard the gospel. So I pray this reaches as many souls as possible by your sweet Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name I pray, by the power of your sweet Holy Spirit. Amen. And sweet friend, before we go, if you do not know Jesus, this wonderful, wonderful Jesus who died just for you, and you would like to know him as your very own Lord and Savior, would you please pray the following prayer? Dear Heavenly Father, I would like Jesus to come into my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Your word says in Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 10, that if I confess out loud, Jesus is my Lord, and believe in my heart, God raised him from the dead, I shall be saved. For it is with my heart that I believe and am justified, just as if I never sinned. And it is with my mouth that I confess and I am saved. Please, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Please be my Lord and my Savior. I repent for the wrong life I have lived until now. I choose you and will live for you all the days of my life. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I love you. In Jesus' name. Amen. You are now his child. All heaven is jumping up and down and dancing because you received Jesus into your very own heart, sweet friend. Tell someone you just received Jesus and find a great Christian church and grow in him. He loves you and desires worship from your heart each and every day. You are so precious to him. I'll see y'all tomorrow. Blessings to you.